So right now, on the road today, between 3% and 5% of all the vehicles on the road have plates on them that don't belong in that car. About 25,000 vehicles on the road. 25,000. So those folks aren't paying. It's an issue of fairness and equity. So under the proposal, we will issue plates on a monthly basis over the next 2 years, beginning December 1st of this year, when your registration comes due. The cost for these new plates, in addition to your registration costs, will be $15. National standards suggest and recommend that plates be reissued to all vehicles every 10 years. The state, last time the state did a plate reissuance was in 1997, some 22 years ago, and we should have done this 12 years ago now, and we've kicked this can down the road over the last 7 years for four different reasons, and it's an issue of public safety, it's an issue of security, it's an issue of financial, and it also can be associated with pride and promotion of the state. The governor's current proposal, she's choosing not to do a complete plate reissuance of the wave plate, is to address the issue when your car is inspected every 2 years. Also, in the proposal, we'll add two additional full-time equivalent and folks to hire two people for full-time work at the DMV to inspect and interact with the vehicle inspection stations. So when you get your car inspected every 2 years, they'll check for whether the plates are still readable and have the appropriate reflectivity on them. And if they don't, you'll have to get new plates. At that cost is $31.50, more than twice the cost that's in this proposal at $15. The last time we did it, in 1997, it was $6 for the plates. The reason for the $15 for the set of plates, which you only need every 10 years, is driven by the process the state is choosing to follow in doing plate reissuance and the increase of cost of materials, specifically here, the aluminum.